In January of this year, Nazir al-Mujahid of Milwaukee shot and wounded 20-year-old Dier Cotton. Cotton was allegedly threatening the grocery store cashier with a shotgun when al-Mujahid confronted him and fired 6 or 7 shots at him with his handgun. Al-Mujahid has a concealed carry permit and was not charged in the shooting, but his gun was confiscated. Nick Clark of Wisconsin Carry, Inc. says al-Mujahid has filed a return of property claim to get his gun back, but the police won't give it to him.
We don't think that it's right for people to have to go to court to get their legally owned property back that the police had no right to keep in the first place. He did file that return of property petition, and the clerk of courts wouldn't even accept it. So now he has no due process, because the police are saying they need this as evidence, but we don't believe they do.
The victim of the shooting, Dier Cotton, faces an armed robbery charge. A scheduling conference for the case is set for this Friday. Milwaukee District Attorney John Chisholm's office declined to comment on al-Mujahid's claim that his gun should be returned to him because he faces no charges. This case is the first one in Wisconsin in which a concealed carry permit holder shot someone in a public place. Nick Clark says members of his group have had previous problems getting police to return guns confiscated from people who were never charged with a crime. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.